From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. The United States confirmed that Iran released 10 U.S. Navy sailors Wednesday, a day after they were detained when they drifted into Iranian territorial waters. A Pentagon statement said there was no indication that the 9 men and 1 woman were harmed while in Iranian custody. The sailors were on 2 small boats in the Persian Gulf between Kuwait and Bahrain when U.S. controllers lost contact with them on Tuesday. U.S. officials said they were picked up near Farsi Island, and the Pentagon said Wednesday they left the island in the same 2 boats before taken ashore by Navy aircraft. The Navy is investigating. Iran's Revolutionary Guard said earlier that the group had been released after the U.S. apologized for the intrusion and gave assurances that it would not happen again. In his 7th and final State of the Union address, President Barack Obama touted his accomplishments and focused on his vision for the future. In an optimistic speech that attempted to define his legacy as he enters his final year in office, he addressed a packed House of Representatives chamber Tuesday in the U.S. Capitol.
Our unique strengths as a nation, our optimism and work ethic, our spirit of discovery, our diversity, our commitment to rule of law, these things give us everything we need to ensure prosperity and security for generations to come.
You can read more on the president's speech and the response to that at voanews.com. Officials in eastern Afghanistan said a gun and bomb attack Wednesday in Jalalabad killed 7 security personnel and wounded 10 people. Afghan police said witnesses said the attack began with several massive explosions near the Pakistani consulate. Diplomatic sources at the Pakistani diplomatic sources say they did not enter the consulate. VOA News. Pakistani police and hospital officials said a suicide bombing Wednesday at a polio vaccination center in southwestern Pakistan killed at least 14 people and wounded 23 others. Doctors said 5 of the wounded were listed as critical and that the death toll could rise. The attack occurred in the city of Quetta, and authorities say most of the casualties were security personnel. A spokesman for the outlawed Tehrik-e Taliban claimed responsibility in a statement to reporters. Pakistan said Wednesday it had arrested several individuals belonging to the Jaish-e-Mohammed militant group that India suspects masterminded a deadly assault early this month on an Indian airbase. The arrests were made on the basis of information that New Delhi shared with Islamabad about the attack on the Pantakot airbase near the Pakistani border. Taiwan's anti-China opposition party is holding its lead ahead of Saturday's pivotal presidential election, even as the ruling Nationalist Party gains ground. The opposition's edge in opinion polls reflect popular discontent in Taiwan. Ralph Jennings reports.
Nationalist Party spokesman Eric Wong says his party sees a need for change.
For Taiwan to move forward with mainland China, we need to spread this dividends more equally among everyone. Are there things we need to make amends? The answer is also yes. We encourage this dialogue. We encourage communications.
The opposition Democratic Progressive Party's chairperson, Tsai Ing-wen, leads in opinion surveys by at least 8 percentage points over Eric Du, her counterpart with the Nationalists. Du has narrowed that gap this month through intense campaigning after declaring his candidacy in October. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
A suicide bomber killed 12 people in northern Cameroon Wednesday when he blew himself up at a mosque during morning prayers. Officials say the early morning attack occurred in a village near the border with Nigeria. So far, there's been no official claim of responsibility. Swedish prosecutors have asked Ecuador's permission to interview WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange at the Ecuadorian embassy in London over allegations of rape. The Swedish prosecution authority announced the move Wednesday, saying it's not possible to estimate when an answer might be given. Assange has been living at the Ecuadorian embassy in London since June 2012 to avoid extradition to Sweden over rape charges. From Sweden, Assange could be extradited to the United States to be tried for online publication of classified information and one of the largest information leaks in U.S. history. You can read details on this and more 24 hours a day at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.